Big Jim's house.
We get into topics later on in the show sometimes, and we know it's early and you guys are just up, men and women, grinding, getting back to work. And sometimes I feel like we don't come back to it the next day. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like a conversation you had with one kid, and your other kid goes, what the hell are you talking about? So yesterday, this really hit a nerve. We want to hear from you guys now. 248-398-9279. It's a simple question. Name an album, I don't care whatever it is, without a bad track on it. You can listen to all of them. Now, this started in my house a couple weeks ago with Hotel California. We put it on, and my wife Kathy and I went, oh my God.
Not a bad song.
There's nothing, there's not one. I mean, you can play everything. 248-398-9279. You had a couple good ones yesterday. I know we talked about, you mentioned immediately Born in the USA by Springsteen.
Yeah, Born in the USA, and I know we were kind of spanning all albums, so I went License to Ill, Beastie Boys, because that's what I grew up on. And
that was your one.
Every one of those is
every
classic,
track.
Yeah.
For me, Live Bullet was one that a lot of people were talking about. We had a lot of people talking about that one. Yeah, for Live Bullet, 248-398-9279. Live albums count, greatest hits do not.
Correct.
Is that fair?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Not bashing on Live at Leeds or anything, just saying.
It's supposed to be that.
You're right. It's kind of like, man, there's so many great songs on there. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why we did this.
It's called The Greatest Hits. It's not called, we put some good crap together and figured it might work. Adam, what's your morning, buddy?
Good morning. How's it going, Big Jim?
Good, brother. What you got for us?
The Cars' first album.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Because we hadn't heard anything like that, Ryan. We didn't. It was a different sound, right? When you heard it, you went, wait a minute, what the hell is this?
Yeah,
man.
I got there when I was first starting out playing drums, and I used to just play it and play it and play it the whole album, cover to cover. It was just, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Moving Pictures by Rush was one for me, too. That was another one. I just
and when that guy, the guy, the other guy that brought up Paradise Theater.
Yeah.
The album itself, B-side, oh, you've got to look at it in the right light. It's like a hieroglyphic in it or something like that. I know there's lettering in it.
Really?
If you built it right, there's a design on the vinyl itself.
All right. We'll check that out, man. Adam, you're awesome, buddy. Have a good day.
You too, man.
All right. Whoever just texted into the 248, I want to buy you lunch when this is all said and done. Triumph Allied Forces. When that came out, my dad told me to quit playing it because I'd play it over and over and over and over. You are magical. Rich in Dearborn. Okay, what are we missing, man? What should be on there?
Pink Floyd, Wishing You Were Here.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that one, man. We were talking about yesterday. It's no. Dark Side of the Moon. What about The Wall?
Well, The Wall was pretty good. The movie was excellent, too, on it. You know, I haven't found not one Pink Floyd album that I disagree with. I enjoy them all.
There you go. All right, Rich, have a good morning, brother.
You too, and take care, guys.
All right, there he goes. Great guy, Rich. Let's go to Ann Arbor. Hi, Reba. What album? Not a bad track on it. What are we missing?
I don't know. I don't remember the name of the album, but all of the Traveling Wilburys albums.
It was Volume 1 and Volume 2. That's what they were. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's my thought, since you're on the phone. Thanks for calling, by the way. Hold on. You know what I was thinking? I still think they could redo the Wilburys. I know we lost a bunch of them. Right? You've got Jeff Lynne is still here. You lost Tom Petty, but you could bring in Dave Matthews. Wouldn't Springsteen work with this? Or even, and I'm a Detroit slappy, get a guy like Seeger who loves folk music.
That would be great. And I was thinking McCartney, too.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, no. McCartney would fill in for George Harrison. Look at us.
Right.
We're solving issues. Okay. Reba, you're awesome. We appreciate you listening.
All right, thanks.
All right, there she goes. 248-398-9279. Love that. Somebody texted in Kid Rock, Born Free. Dude, there was a time. You were a Kid Rock guy. You still are.
In high school, that's all me and my buddies were listening
to. It's okay. What? Kid Rock's a bomb, man. His restaurants need to be bombed for insects, but other than that, you know.
Big Jim's house.
I believe that everybody who has tried to fix something in their bathroom has broken something in their bathroom. 248-398-9279. The reason we mention this, you're a new homeowner. You got your first house in Livonia. It's a great place. And what were you wrenching on yesterday?
Trying to replace the faucet on my sink in my bathroom.
And that went swimmingly, right? You 20 minutes and you were done.
As always, things do that I do around my house. No, went horrible. My stepdad's coming over today to help me.
248-398-9279. What have you broken in your bathroom? I first got your text message. Let me see. I'm looking at the time. Yeah. Let's call it Ryan is worse at home projects than he thinks. LOL, just struggling with changing my bathroom faucet. And then I said, take pictures. And you go, I will. Rick may be coming over tomorrow. And then, yeah. Well, we failed. I got frustrated. Heidi took over now. Rick is coming over. It's not a bad thing. It happens. I'm telling you. 248-398-9279. You are not the only person who's going to break something when you're working on it in the bathroom. I tried to change the float out in the toilet in our little half bath, right?
Right.
A little part inside. When you pop it off, there's your float, that assembly. Pretty easy. Problem was, the toilet's been sitting there forever. So the actual handle itself, you have to unscrew that from the inside. Well, me being big dumb guy, I just get a pair of channel locks and I'm going to loosen it up.
Right.
So I pulled so hard on it that I actually cracked the whole front of the toilet. I ripped the handle off the toilet, wound up having to go buy a whole new toilet at Home Depot.
See, that's what I wanted to avoid, was buying a whole new sink. So I just said, you know what? I'm going to cut my losses. I don't care. People can make fun of me for not being able to do easy home projects. Go ahead. I don't care.
No, you're smarter. Know what you know, know what you don't know. There is nothing wrong to that, dude.
I'm telling you, somebody welded the bottom bolts onto this thing. Whoever lived in this house before, they welded the bolts on. I was doing all but kicking at it to get it undone, and I couldn't.
I find it hard to believe we're the only people who have broken things in our bathroom. We're trying to fix them. 248-398-9279. Last week, I went to change the flange out of the toilet. Same half bath.
Yeah.
Once I got into it, I realized that the bottom half was cracked, and I'm in there with a pry bar trying to pop the thing out because the screws are all stripped out.
Oh, geez.
Now, what could possibly go wrong when you're taking a pry bar and trying to pull a flange out of the floor? Everything?
Yeah.
I gave up.
I think the good rule of thumb is if you have to use a tool that's not meant for that job, then just quit and get a professional to do it. Like, there was no reason I was supposed to bring in a hammer and screwdriver to that project yesterday, but I had one.
The only screwdriver you bring into most home repair objects is the drink with orange juice in it. Yeah, that's it. You quit. Give me a screwdriver. Phillips or regular. No, vodka.
Big Jim's house.
An issue that everybody runs into. Occasionally, there are home projects that kick your ass. And there's nothing to be ashamed about other than the person with the 313 who texted in. Whatever, dude. It's always one.
Hey, man, more power to him.
Hey, man, he's the guy that you call after you can't figure out. And I'm saying that everyone has broken something in the bathroom when you're trying to fix it. It just happens with toilets and sinks. It's not easy to work in there, A. And then, B, these things are just built to break. I don't know. Everything's porcelain in there. It should be, like, stainless steel and, right? It should be more plastic just, like, or something.
Plastic, like, Snap-on stuff that I can just put together.
Lego toilet. So, Ryan got me. You're dealing with Rick's coming over today, right?
Yeah.
Working on the sink. But again, 248-398-9279. You're not the only person. Dave in Riverview, what you got, man?
Hey, Jim. Brand new toilet I put in the bathroom, and I used the socket to tighten it down with, and which you don't do that. And the whole bottom of it just. And I mean, I'm tightening it, and I hear. Oh, the whole base of it.
See, Ryan, you're not alone, man. I'm telling you, you are not alone in this, man.
And like I said, brand spanking new. That was ended up being a $200 toilet.
Oh, God. Well, you had fun with it. Dave, you're awesome. Yeah. Have a great day, buddy.
You too, bud. Thanks.
All right, there goes one more. Let's go to Hamtramck. Tony!
Yeah?
What'd you break?
Oh, I'm just calling to let Ryan know you got to have what's called a basin wrench to get them faucets out. I used to do plumbing for quite a few years, and bathroom sinks are a mother.
It's called a basin wrench?
A basin wrench, yeah.
Okay.
You buy them at Home Depot for about $30, but his father-in-law or whatever stepdad probably got one.
You think Rick's got a basin wrench?
I don't know, but you know what he is free. I don't want to buy something for $30 that I'm going to use once.
Free labor. All right, Tony.
They're pretty handy.
All right, brother. You have a good morning, man.
Thanks, Tony.
Yeah.
There you go. It's 248-398-9279. Did you find a picture of it? What is a basin wrench?
I have no idea. It looks like when you used to go to medieval times and go through the torture museum.
Let's see it.
That's what it looks like.
Oh, my God.
I don't even know how to use it.
Yeah, when you're over 50, you have to get they use that on you every year. What is...
It's got a nasty little hook-type thing on the top of it, and... Oh, man, do we sound
Manly man. Exactly.
It's got a dongle thingy with the little who's a what'sie and a spritzer valve.
Big Jim's house.
The keyword, of course, is
house.
And what's the name of the article, by the way?
The name of the article is No Refund for This Couple.
This is going on right now. A friend of ours, Dustin, posted this on Twitter and wanted to share it with you. Ken, keyword house, 248-398-9279. He said a cousin of mine was getting set to get married August 28th. Not going to say the name of the business in Kalamazoo. It's on the post if you want to read it. She decided to cancel the 200-person wedding due to COVID-19, obviously. The venue is refusing to reschedule or refund any of the $14,000 that they paid. Now, here's where it gets weird. If that's the contract, I get it, I guess. But on May 4th, the venue offered to reschedule for next year. They responded with a new date. They didn't hear from them for 3 weeks. And then the venue comes back and goes, no, our policies changed. No rescheduling will be allowed. You have the wedding on the date in 2020, or you don't get a dime back. Are we missing something here? 248-398-9279. Have you ever run into experience like this? What are we missing? Because it sounds like the venue called them and said, pick a date for next year, and then changed their mind and go, nope, our new policy is you either stick with that August date or you don't get any of your money back.
See, to me, it feels like that's their policy because they don't want to go through the process of trying to reschedule everything.
And we know they're hurting. I mean, everybody is. Everybody's business is hurting right now. We get that. 248-398-9279. What do you guys think? And for you in particular with November, I know, you know, with you guys getting married, you and Heidi getting married in November, you still have a contract though, right? I mean,
yeah, we signed a contract. I mean, that's a done deal, and we've paid a certain amount already, but I know the weddings that are happening at our venue,
yeah,
during, you know, May, June, July, that are canceled, they can't happen. They have just gave them a new date for 2021, and they're keeping everything the same.
Yeah.
And you know, they're taking care of them, and that's what I've heard for a lot of my friends. You know, I got three buddies that are getting married this summer too, and they're doing the same thing where they're trying to push it, and the venues are working with these people.
So I guess a better question here is, what do you do if you're this couple? How far do you go with this? 14 grand's a lot of money. A lot of money. It's a big wedding, 200 people. The venue offered for them to reschedule for next year. And then they changed their mind, basically, and said, no, we changed our policy. We're not doing that anymore.
You got to get a lawyer, especially if you have that in writing, where they say, hey, pick a new date and send us a new date, and then come back with, oh, no.
We got a new policy. It's weird, isn't it? Again, if you want to see the whole thread that was posted by Dustin, we've got it up there for you. 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is
house.
Yeah, we'll send it right to your phone. I don't know. That's horrifying, though. 14 grand, you're out. You can't go ahead and have the wedding in November or in August, could you?
Not with 200 people. As of right now, that's not allowed, an indoor venue.
Hold on, let's grab Cindy here real quick. Cindy in Woodhaven, good morning.
Hi.
So what do you think about this? What should this couple do?
I think they should pursue it on social media.
Well, that's what's...
DJ company, and I mean, we have a lot of brides that are rescheduling. Obviously, there's a lot going on in the world. And, I mean, we're absolutely working with them. I mean, preferably like them to push the date back. But, I mean, if they need to cancel, they need to cancel. And it just depends on where the date stands and their actual wedding day as to the deposit. They get most of their money back
right
if they paid everything. But they should pursue it on social media. They should blast them because there is no way that's acceptable right now.
And the fact that they said they changed their policy and no rescheduling is allowed. I didn't know you could do that.
That's a little fishy like, there.
It's not quite right. Anyway, hey, Cindy, what's the name of your business? Give yourself a plug.
It's MI Event DJs.
Okay, you're awesome. We appreciate you listening in the morning, too. Have a good day.
You too, thanks.
All right, there she goes. 248-398-9279. Is social media a way to go? Never hurts because nothing bad ever happens on social media.
No, that's yeah.
I would start there. No, hey, it's going to get someone's attention. We want to hear. What do you guys think?
Big Jim's house.
So a friend of ours tweeted this out, actually. If you want to read the whole thread of what's going on, as much as we know, we don't know all the details. 248-398-9279. Text us. The keyword, of course, is
house.
And anytime you want to see something and maybe you miss something on the show, I would encourage you just text the keyword. We'll send it back to you, take it right to our page or bigjimshouse.com. Here's the gist of it. His cousin was getting married August 28th at a place in Kalamazoo. She decided to cancel the wedding due to COVID-19. Makes sense. The venue is refusing to reschedule or refund any of the $14,000. Now, here's the problem. On May 4th, the venue contacted her and said, hey, you can reschedule for next year. They offered that. So they gave him a date. Didn't hear from him for a couple weeks. And then all of a sudden, when they hear from him, they go, yeah, we changed our policy. No rescheduling. You can't do that. Have the wedding on the date in August or no refund. You're out $14,000. Are we missing something? I think if you sign a contract and you're getting married in November.
I mean, we signed a contract and they've stuck to that contract so far.
But your contract, you have an out, right? I mean, you have a refund clause and you could pay so much of the deposit like a normal contract.
Well, also, I want to know how much this place costs in general, because at $14,000, we don't have to pay. Maybe venues are different, but we don't have to pay the rest of, the full amount until 2 weeks before our wedding. So
who knows? Some places that are fancier may ask for all the money up front. And Angie is 248-398-9279. What do you guys think about this? Angie working the phones this morning brought up a good point. This could be a sign that business is in trouble. They don't want to schedule for next year. They need the money now. That could be part of it. But line one here. CSX, who's this?
This is Anne Marie. Are you?
Hi, Anne Marie. So what do you think about this?
I think it's lousy. I run an event center, and I am being criticized by my industry people because we are doing refunds and transferring dates and trying to work with our clients. This is a pandemic, and I don't think anybody's contract said pandemic. We had medical epidemic, but a pandemic is global, completely unexpected. And I can see this venue at the beginning, you know, they were like, it's probably just going to be a few months, and then it became a year. We had to transfer brides from spring to fall, from fall to 21, and it's devastating. And nobody wants to be here, and we're all hurting, but that's pretty crummy, and I do hope they go on social media and blast them.
So, Anne-Marie, like you said, you're getting blowback from people because the other businesses are saying don't give back full refunds. They don't want you doing that?
Yeah, because, like, DJs are smaller, photographers, other venues. And then last couple weekends, there's some local venues that are getting paid big money by families that just don't give a crap. They're hosting events. And that's putting your staff and our community at risk, and it's crappy.
Yeah, this person should definitely have an out. Yeah. All right.
That's all I got to say about that.
Hey, you're awesome. We appreciate you listening in the morning, too, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there she goes. Okay.
Big Jim's house.
It's an interesting conversation. Now, we have the whole thread posted. Text us. The keyword is
house.
Here's the gist of it. These people are getting married in Kalamazoo. The venue changed their policy and told them you can't reschedule for next year. You got to get married August 28th or you're out $14,000. There's more to it in the thread. You'll read these two tweets from a friend of ours, Dustin Walsh. It's his cousin. She's going through all this. There's more to it, though. You can check out the time and see what you guys think. But the question is, what do you do? We've had a couple of people say air them out, and we had Anne-Marie say air them out on social media. And we put the name of the company because it's not our tweet. It's up there.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, it's right there on the post.
It's right there. What would you do? You're the one getting married in November. If you're these people, what would you do? You're out $14,000 if you don't agree to get married in August.
For one, I know we wouldn't have the wedding in August.
Saying if you're this couple and you're getting married in August.
Well, that's what I mean. There's no chance I would be having the wedding when I'm supposed to have it.
So you would lose $14,000.
I would be out $14,000 because I mean, we have to look out. There's people in our family and stuff. Like, maybe this is the case for these people. Like, we physically can't have some people be around groups right now.
So would you go on social media then and air them out?
You'd have to.
I think most people would.
Because, to be honest with you, Jim, if they took away $14,000 from us, we couldn't have a wedding.
Right.
We wouldn't be able to do anything.
Who could? Most people, 99% of people listening right now. Right. Nobody could. It's a lot of money. Anyway, keyword house. We'll send you the link. You can see right there. It's labeled on the page.
No refund for this couple.
But we want to hear from you guys as well. 248-398-9279. Gary in Livonia, what you got, man?
I think that it doesn't really matter what they change their policy to or what their new policy says.
Right.
All that counts is what the policy says on the date the couple entered into the contract.
So that's a weird one. I don't think you can just go, well, I know we signed a contract, but we changed our rules. I don't think that works.
And you're absolutely right. It doesn't work that way. You can. When it comes to laws and the people, it's written right into the Constitution. You shall make no law that's retroactive. same thing here. You can't change your policy and then expect somebody to abide by it when they signed a contract with a different policy. Okay. All that counts is what was in force on the day they signed the contract.
Okay, that makes sense. We call that the Joey Harrington clause here in Detroit. anyway,
is Ryan
that makes
there
sense.
With you, Jim?
What's that?
Is Ryan there with you?
Right here.
Here's a quickie for you, Ryan.
Yeah.
Golf balls are like eggs. They're both white. They're both sold by the dozen. And in about a week, you're going to have to buy some more.
Yes, sir.
You're awesome.
I got tons
Gary.
Of great golf jokes, bro. I'll call you back tomorrow and make you laugh.
See you, Gary.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, there it goes. 248-398-9279. Again, keyword house if you want to see this whole thread. You still have the putts for Ryan, right? It's up there?
Yeah, yeah.
The keyword for that is
putt.
Yeah, okay. Gary's going to call tomorrow. Hold on. Is that right? Oh. It's always cool because we have people listening all over the country. One thing about CSX is we discover we got people listening all over the country. We got somebody in South Carolina. Is it Tom? Tom, is it, where are you, Tom?
Hey, Big Jim, how are you this morning?
Good. Where are you in South Carolina?
I work out right at the edge of Clemson University, and I live in Easley, South Carolina.
Wow.
Cool.
Okay. Well, you're listening online, we assume?
I listen to you guys every morning while I'm starting my work. You guys are great.
Thank you, man. So what do you think about this whole situation with the wedding reception?
Push, push, push. We pulled off my daughter's wedding in March, and everything was up in the air, going back and forth, and things were changing right up to the day before with the venue for the reception. First they were on, then they were off, then they were on, and then right before they canceled right out on.
So how much money were you guys out by the end of this?
Believe it or not, the reception was going to be at least $12,000, and then you had the photographer ended up backing off what he was going to charge them. The florist gave them a little bit of a refund back, and the DJ gave them all their money back. And the venue in the end ended up giving them back their deposit too. So they would have been out somewhere in the neighborhood of about $15,000, and between me and my military buddies, we put everything together. We had the reception at the house. I mean, it worked perfect. We had about 30 people. We ended up, I think we were out $800.
All right. Tom, we appreciate you listening to South Carolina, and we appreciate your service, too. Heard you mention you're a veteran. So now all you have to do for us is drive to Shem Creek in Charleston, get us some sheet crab soup, and send it up here to Michigan, okay?
Yeah, we'll do, buddy.
Okay, good. Thanks, Tom. You have a good day, buddy.
Yep.
Big Jim's house.
You agree. Here's the idea. Ryan's getting married in November. We're all going to be there for the wedding reception. So we throw out an idea in the office. The listeners, you guys, get to pick one song that Ryan has to dance to in its entirety at his reception on your own.
We'll
film it.
You guys have tried to embarrass me many times before, and I've always came out on top.
We're not going to try to embarrass you.
Yes, we are.
248-398-9279. Song suggestions. Any genre. There is nothing off the table. Does Heidi know about this?
No.
We should call her. We'll call her and find out. Your fiance. So you're willing to dance to anything. We'll vote on this later, but we need suggestions first so we can kind of compile the list. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. Any song. You're willing to do this?
Yeah.
Rich's? Oh, hold on. Rich and Warren, you got a song suggestion?
Oh, I got a good song for him.
Oh, what is it?
Cold as Ice.
Cold as Ice. Have you had to dance into that one? Could you dance to that whole song?
I don't know. Can you do that by yourself? You cold as ice.
Well, not singing along with it. You couldn't. But
you got to sing along to be able to dance with it. I don't know. I only got about four moves, Rich, so we got to be careful with what song we're singing.
Well, you're going to freeze after the first one, so.
All right. See you, bud. 248-398-9279. There he goes. We're not messing around. We're serious. Like, for example, the listeners might vote on this. You agreed to this. You agreed to this. Oh, God.
You play this, you're not going to be able to keep my nieces off the dance floor. So
no, it's just you two. It is just you two.
That's what I'm saying. You got to think smart. A song that nobody wants to come out to.
You want to do that? Hold on. Bruce and Troy, what song do we have to dance to?
How about Gillette, Short Dick Man?
What is it?
It's Short Dick Man by Gillette.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, a guy named Richard. All right. Thank you, bud. Diane in Livonia, you got one for us?
I do. How are you today?
We're wonderful. So what song should Ryan dance to?
So how about All the Young Girls Love Alice?
I don't even, what is that?
Oh, that's a great one. Oh, okay. Yeah. All the Young Girls Love Alice. Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll work on that one, too. 248-398-9279. You're awesome.
Thank you. Have a good day. So are you.
You too. Bye. There she goes. 248-398-9279. Ooh, I got one for you.
What's
you
that?
Ready?
Yeah.
This is one. You're going to get out there on the dance floor at your reception, and suddenly.
Big Jim's house.
You have agreed, and we have this on tape. You have agreed that the listeners, you guys get to pick out one song that Ryan will dance to at his wedding reception in its entirety, on your own.
Yeah, a little solo dance. We need to get more creative here.
Oh, are you throwing the gauntlet down?
I love everybody who listens to us, but a couple of these are like, yeah, those are just songs that you'd play at a wedding anyways.
Okay, so
get creative, make me do something goofy.
248, exactly, in any genre.
If we're gonna do this, let's do it.
All right, 248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX. Some of the Barbie song. I'm a Barbie girl. Could you do that whole song?
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
Like a Virgin. Oh, come on. The Madonna? Michael said Revolution Number 9. How could you do that? To pull that off on your own? That's tough.
Yeah, that'd be a tough one. That's tough.
I got one for you. I was thinking about this one. This would be fun. He's
bound to die. The whole song. Are we going to do what they say can't be done?
I know. I'm just looking for a reason to play that song. Could you do this one?
Yeah, I'm sure. Why not? It's a little fast-paced, too. I could really get my ankle moves going. That's my go-to move, so.
Oh, here you go. I got one for you. You would never survive this, but if you could do it. Don't you know that I love
you? And I'm gonna be done. Yeah, baby.
12 minutes?
Yes.
12 minutes of dancing.
Oh, at the reception. It'd be magical.
We have to do it at the end because I'm not going to get up after that. I'm going to need a nap.
248-39. Yeah. Oh, God. How do you dance to this for 12 minutes?
I just, yeah, I don't know.
Mary, you got a song for us?
I do.
Okay, what do we do?
Sexy and I know it.
Oh, yeah.
I know. He walks around singing that song anyway, so that, yeah. Because that would be really creepy if you're dancing by yourself at a wedding reception to that on the stage. Okay.
I think it would be funny.
All right. Well, we're going to put that on the list. Write that one down.
Right.
Okay. Look, you're awesome. Have a great day, Mary.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. There she goes. Chris in Lincoln Park, what do you got for us?
I thought it would be cool, Dancing With Myself by Billy Idol.
That's a tough one to dance all for the whole song, and that actually is appropriate. That's a good one. Thank you, Chris.
You're welcome.
All right, bye. All right, Officer Bill, what do you got for us?
I got Billy Idol, Dancing With Myself.
You know what? There's the person right before you just called and said the same thing. We're going to make a page up for this so people can make their suggestions, but that's a good one, brother. All right?
Like mine. All right.
Nice. Brother, Officer Bill, you be safe, man. We appreciate you.
All right. Back at you.
There you go. You can dance this whole one.
It wouldn't be bad. See, I like this song, so let's do it. By the way, Heidi is listening now, so she's just texting me.
We'll call your fiance here and see if she's cool with this.
Big Jim's house.
I'll let you guys pick one song, any genre, anything, that he's going to dance to in its entirety by himself on the floor at the wedding reception. Hold on. Is this Heidi or your lovely fiance? Hi, Heidi.
Hi.
Are you sure about this?
No.
Did he run this by you?
Ryan dance before?
Did he run this by you, or he just agreed to this without talking to you?
I mean, he didn't really run it by me. He just told me that you guys were talking about it.
Yeah, more or less told her about it a little bit yesterday, but now it is fully getting into.
He definitely has some nice, like, ankle tap dancing moves.
So what is we haven't seen you dance ever.
No.
So what kind of, is he more of an Elaine from Seinfeld thing, Heidi? What are we expecting with this?
how do I describe Ryan's dancing?
A seizure?
It's like if you need to, if you're playing basketball or something, and you need to stretch out your ankles. It's nice ankle rolls. And then I do the stiff leg. That's my signature move. The stiff leg. She knows all about
like
that
tap
one.
Dancing. Like a little bit of tap dancing. And like
tap dancing?
Heidi.
Oh, this is magical.
Heidi, don't lie. Every wedding we go to, people surround me to see the stiff leg. It's
no,
like
they
a,
think you're having a seizure. No, they're trying to keep you safe.
This is a legendary
swallow
move.
Swallow your tongue.
It's a legendary move that people are jealous about.
Good Lord. 248-398-9279. Well, Heidi, we love you. I don't know. I have no idea why you're marrying this guy, but okay.
He's awesome.
Okay. You are, too.
Thanks for being nice.
We'll talk to you later. You have that on tape, too. She just said you're awesome.
Yeah.
Love you, too. Oh, you were talking to him. Whatever.
All right. Yeah. All right.
There she goes. Sounds good to hang up on your fiance. 248-398-9279. She is awesome. And she's a real sport for doing this. We had a text message come in for this one. Does anyone remember this song?
Moving my feet to the disco beat.
Oh, this is good for the ankles.
How in the world can I keep my seat?
Oh, we didn't get the hook, but it is Disco Duck. Yeah, Disco Duck. That's a leader in the clubhouse right now for me.
Oh, that would be good for my moves.
For my moves.
I need like quick pace, quick jumps is good for what I do.
Somebody said two live crew, me so horny.
That's a good song though. Dude, that's like one that's gonna might just make the list.
Everything's up in the air. You guys, whatever you want. 248-398-927. Any of these making you nervous?
A couple, just the long ones.
Paradise by the Dashboard Lights.
That's a good tune.
Could act that whole thing out, like where you ran at second base.
Well, here's my idea is to check out which song is chosen, and then go and find a scene from a movie where somebody dances from it, and pull that exact scene off.
You could,
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good idea. But you could make out with yourself, like Paradise in the Bastard's Lights, when I gotta know right now, you're right. Love me forever, and you could act that whole thing out on stage.
Do the old in the corner with your arms around you.
Doing the. And what's that dance movie called?
The stiff leg?
You might want to rethink that. Yeah. By the way, if you stiff leg for more than 4 hours, you're supposed to call a doctor, aren't you? I think.
Big Jim's house.
Players on the phone, $25 to Buddy's Pizza up for grabs. Everybody there? Ready to go?
Yes.
Very formal. Steve, you're representing the East Side, so you're going to yell out.
East.
Got it. Nice and loud. Game show loud. Keith, West Side, so you holler.
West.
And then Bobby, you're downriver, so you're going to yell.
Down.
Nice. Everybody's dialed in. This is good. Okay. Game works pretty simple. You only get one guess per question, so if we will call on you, you answer. If you get it wrong, every other people get a shot at it. Cool?
Cool.
Okay. All right, there we go. Question number one, 2 out of 3 wins. On this date in 1977, Gene Simmons authorized the first comic book for what band?
West.
West.
Okay, West. Keith, what's the answer?
Kiss.
There it is. All right, West Side 1. Remember, you got to call out what side you're from, and don't answer until you're called upon. God, I sound like a Miss Krabappel all of a sudden. Like, listen, I will ground your ass. Okay, question number two. Mm-hmm. Michael Phelps turns 35 today. He's the most decorated Olympian of all time for what sport?
West. Hey,
West Side.
Holy crap. West Side for the win.
Swimming.
There it is. Dude, Steve and Bobby, I'm sorry, man. You ran into a buzzsaw today, man. That was tough.
Yeah, that's okay. You guys have
a limit. Well, okay. But, hey, here's the deal. Tomorrow, Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. What is it? 6:20 is the first game.
6:20, 7:20, and 8:20.
All right.
All right.
All right, Keith, you got $25 to Buddy's Pizza, and you got to represent.
West Side.
Big Jim's house.
Let's get back to work, Detroit. It's time to restart the Motor City with Big Jim's house.
Yeah, it's something we were doing, and we still want to feature your local business. If you're back to work, let us know. Email us, bigjimshouse@wcsx.com. You can send us a note on Facebook or whatever, or Twitter, or text us, 248-398-9279. Now, our studio smells like pizza because Pizza Popolis, our Greektown buddies, what's the name of the guy who dropped it off this morning? Joe. You're the man. Stopped by this morning, dropped off pizza. We got our pizzas here for Pizzapopolis. But that's not the reason. We wanted to talk to him because they've reopened the one in Greektown. And we got Joe Sheena on the phone. If you don't know Joe, Joe Sheena is the owner and founder of Pizzapopolis. Good morning, buddy.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Sitting here with Ryan. And we wanted to call you. And, yeah. We talk a lot about restarting the Motor City. And for you guys, we saw the remodel for the Greektown store, and it looks awesome. You guys put a lot of time and effort into that.
It was time for us to, you know, kind of give it a little bit of a facelift, you know.
How did you bring the Chicago-style deep dish back here? How did that happen?
Well, it was actually kind of funny. We went, a group of us took a trip over to Chicago. We did a double duty there. We watched the Lions play the Bears, and we watched Michigan play Illinois. And the last day we were there, everybody was just like, okay, what restaurant are we going to go to? So we're kind of like looking around, you know, and we're like, okay, this place looks pretty interesting. Let's go stop in there and check it out. So we stopped into a place over there, and pizza wasn't really fond of at that time, believe it or not, and had this spinach deep dish pizza. And it just blew my mind. And I said, that's what I want to do when I go back home.
So were you in the restaurant industry at the time, Joe? I mean, were you a restaurateur?
No.
That's so cool, though. And for you, but you found something you genuinely love because you discovered it and brought it back here. And it's just you can tell when you go. I'm not just saying this because we're talking to you, Joe. When you go to Pizzapopolis, it's right every time. It's right every time. And that pizza, man. I don't know who can eat a large in one sitting. You should have a dare or something for that. But my God, it's good, dude.
We had a few years ago. We had a guy that that thought he could do it, and actually, there was $2,000 on the table that he could do it.
Really?
And we had to have a time frame. Yep, we had a time frame, and he didn't do it.
How much does a large weigh?
It's probably about 5 pounds. Yeah, it's about 5 pounds.
Well, we're glad everything you guys are doing. Congrats on the remodel in Greektown, and it's cool to see the Detroit-style deep dishes added to the menu as well. This is cool. Joe Sheena, owner and founder of Pizzapopolis. Of course, don't forget all the locations here in the Motor City, pizzapopolis.com. But we're really excited about Greektown as well. And thanks for everything you do here in the Motor City. Let's stay in touch, okay, Joe?
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Thank you. Keep up the great work like you always do.
Thanks, Joe.
Big Jim's house.
Wrapping up the show, let me see. Donnie is coming in next. Tomorrow morning, we're going to do Battle of the Burbs Wednesday, obviously. 3 rounds, but we're doing classic rock. So there will be one classic rock question guaranteed in each round of Battle of the Burbs tomorrow. We're playing for?
We are playing for a buddy's $25 gift card.
Okay. Now, and then we'll talk about the UFO in Detroit.
We have to. I'm going to get a hold of that guy.
That is your goal for today.
I have to.
That is your goal. It's magical.
Man.
Oh, don't steal the magic. The magic. All right, so we found this study. At what age do people finally admit their mother was right about everything? The age would be 33, so they say on average. 82% of parents say things to their children that the parents said to them. We have the whole list. We'll put this up at WCSX.com. Of course, the keyword is
house.
Do you say anything now that you hear yourself, Liz, your mom, that echoes?
Yeah. Oh, God. I know there is things off the top of my head. I can't think.
The number one they had on this list, one of them is money doesn't grow on trees. I don't know that I've ever said that one. Money. I don't think I've said that to the kids. Money doesn't grow on trees. Because I said so, that's why. That's on the list.
Oh, because I said so?
Oh, yeah, man. You're going to say that one. You're kind of going, whatever, dude. I'm telling you, as a parent, because I said so is the only way to end a conversation with your kids. Well, not the only way, but it's the most efficient way.
Along those lines, I get the, you know, Rye, I told you this. I told you this would happen. I told you this.
That's a very mom thing.
Just every time I don't do something.
Well, no. That falls under the you never listened to me umbrella. You never listen.
Oh, yeah.
That's where it is. I think what you're getting, that is the you never listen, you know. I told you when you were 16 years old that if you didn't wash your feet, you were going to get an infection. And now you got one. You never listened to me. Always look on the ball. And aren't you happy that I used feet as an example for the infection you got?
Yes.
Okay. Try to clean it up. See what I did there? Okay. All right, we're out of here. Donnie's coming in next. Thanks, everybody, for all the stuff this morning, being part of the show. We appreciate you guys every morning. You can always email Big Jim at WCSX.com, BigJim'sHouse.com, our website, Twitter, WCSX Jim. You're at Producer Ryan.
Producer Ryan CSX on Twitter.
Yeah, we're always jumping around there. Tomorrow morning, too, I want to get into this. Kelly Rowe from Fox 2 posted something really interesting. How to tell people at work how comfortable you are with social distancing. Did you see this?
Yeah, I saw it. Very cool.
Yeah, we'll get into that tomorrow. It's an interesting idea. I'm not sure if it'll work, but we'll talk about it. But Battle of Burbs Wednesday, Classic Rock Edition. Bye. Bye, Ryan.
Bye.
I told you not to say bye like that.